This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, killing at least one person, wounding several others. The latest airstrikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the 10-day-old plus offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City, and orange flares lit up the night sky, with airstrikes also reported in central and southern Gaza. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as the weapons storage unit. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt military strikes against Hamas and Gaza are plunging the two leaders into a difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli leadership. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Biden told Netanyahu in a telephone call on Wednesday that he expected a significant de-escalation of the fighting today by day's end. That's according to the White House. But the prime minister came right back with a public declaration that he was determined to continue the Gaza operation. The Gaza Strip's already feeble health system is being brought to its knees by the fourth war in just over a decade. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with waves of dead and wounded from Israel's bombardment. Many vital medicines are rapidly running out in the tiny, blockaded coastal territory. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.